Nolte, far-left Guardian mocks Obama library as $850 million Klingon prison. By John Nolte on June 3, 2026. Even the left-wing Guardian is laughing out loud at Barry Obama's ugly-ass monument to himself. Like a Klingon prison, inside Barack Obama's audacious, near-windowless, $850 million presidential library, reads the headline, and the mockery doesn't stop there. We're about 2 weeks away from this Chicago-based monstrosity opening to the public. And The Guardian, which I'm sure the Obama folks expected to be friendly, was not terribly impressed. Here are some highlights from their coverage. He might have seemed humble in office, but in his post-presidential Netflix-producing afterlife, Obama has erected the largest, costliest and most audacious complex of them all, the report explains. They hold the $850 million Obamalisk, or, as it sometimes feels morbidly like, the Obamausoleum. It looks hewn and cleft, towering over the 19-acre campus like a stocky, truncated obelisk, adds The Guardian, which goes on to describe the library's ominous presence and how it appears to be rising above a low-rise, low-income neighborhood and looks like a menacing sci-fi headquarters, with small chamfered openings suggesting portals from where drones might be launched, or lasers fired. Inside it's all things Obama, and the report says, at some points, the Obama mania gets a bit much. There is even an Obama tulip variety in the garden. The Guardian is unhappy that Obama's is the first entirely digital presidential archive and not run by the National Archives but by Obama's own private foundation. This raises concerns over objectivity, but did free up space for 400 parking spaces. The Skyroom is described as a blunder sitting at the tower's summit, where panoramic windows frame the city, beneath a momentous white pyramid-shaped ceiling that's intended to have a celestial quality. Yet, for some reason, it doesn't culminate in a skylight, but a solid white plasterboard ceiling. Needless to say, The Guardian is not impressed with much about the library, especially how it comes off as a totem to Obama's inflated ego. Tickets are $30 per person. And as has been previously reported, if locals want to take advantage of an Illinois resident $4 discount, per the Obama Library website, they must be able to provide proof of residency, be prepared to show proof of residency at the museum with a valid photo ID, Illinois driver's license, state ID, or city-issued ID. Guardians must be able to provide proof of residency for accompanying children. Obama opposes requiring a valid ID to vote in America, but he's gonna need to see that government-issued ID before giving up those $4. On a more serious note, what local residents feared would happen appears to be happening. What had been a public park for everyone's enjoyment, including the non-rich, has resulted in a clutch of new luxury apartment towers that have shot up in the last decade, a result of the Obama gentrification effect that local residents accurately feared the new center would bring. Obama promised people would not lose their homes. But then, this is the same guy who promised we would not lose our insurance.